Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." And then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at the hardness of their heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in the first reading this story of David, the famous story of David against Goliath. But as we hear it, is a story of someone who trusted in his own strength and someone who trusted in the Lord. That it gives a whole different approach and understanding to who we are. And it talks about the, if we want to call it, the battles of our life, the struggles that we have, the times that we try to overpower our life and our situations by the strength of our will, by our wit, and the times that we are open to the Lord and we approach things in faith and in the power of Christ's love for us and with God's healing grace. There's a huge difference. And that attitude that we have is critical for the journey of our life. We see it in the gospel being lived out. The Pharisees have already hardened their hearts. They have come not to see what Jesus has to say, not to listen to him, not to witness the miracles, the healings that he was doing, but they came there in order to accuse him. Their hearts were already turned. No matter what Jesus did, they would not see it. And as Jesus came, gently trying to call people to open their hearts, to be present to that power of God's love and the gift of his life, and to open their hearts to that life, the people responded, many of them did, but the Pharisees had that closed heart. But we pray today, not just looking back at what the Pharisees did and how they struggled in seeing God's presence in Jesus, but rather we look at our own lives and people around us, and we see the differences of people who have closed their hearts to God, who approach living their life only on their own strength and on their own abilities. And we pray that for ourselves, that opening our heart to Christ in what we do and what we say, that we might be an inspiration for them. And there are going to be many people whose hearts are already closed. There's no way they will listen to us. We hear them and see them all the time. But for those who are seeking what's true about their life, for those who are open to that power and presence of God's love for us, they will see in us that gentleness, that presence of God in us, that gentleness of Jesus alive in what we say and what we do, that trust in God's healing love for us will touch the hearts of those who are seeking and help them to know Christ more deeply as Lord and Savior.